This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to fill that void in your heart and what it has to do with our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, such an honor to be here, A to Z, and we are talking about Islamic lifestyle. So we're talking about this void, this emptiness that we kind of feel sometimes within our heart and within our soul. Now, God forbid that this happens to somebody, but in our lives at a certain point in time, we will find that we are, faced with a situation or a feeling that we feel kind of empty. We feel like there's this void within our heart or this emptiness within ourselves. Now, that emptiness that we have within ourselves, of course, this is something that is quite disturbing, and it will bother an individual. It is this sense of emptiness, and of course, this kind of leads to sadness. It leads to, God forbid, depression or anxiety or these kind of things. And that emptiness is something that needs to be filled up. If we don't fill that void or that emptiness, it'll just lead to more sadness. It'll lead to more depression, more anxiety, and it'll become this kind of a really bad track that we have gotten onto. And so we have to try our best to fill up that void, which we will talk about in the next segment.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about that void that we feel in our lives, how to fill that void up, and of course, in the end, what this has to do with our Islamic lifestyle. And of course, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but we talked about that void is that emptiness that we feel sometimes, and that leads to sadness. Now, sometimes people have a tendency to fill up that void with, God forbid, drugs or alcohol or music, fornication, adultery, pretty much things which are sins. Now, these sins, what they will do is they will take you farther away from Allah. That will make you more sad. It will make you more depressed. And then that will lead to more bad stuff. And, eventually this is a train wreck waiting to happen. So don't fill up that void with these kind of materialistic things, shoes, clothes, cars, women, jewelry. The only thing that can fill up that void, of course, is this nearness to Allah, this love of Allah, this paying attention to the Almighty Allah. That's what's going to fill up that void, and that's what's going to permanently fill up that void. And of course, it is something which will eventually become a part of our essence and our being and our existence, this nearness to the Almighty Allah. So what does this have to do with our Islamic lifestyle? Well, it is the Islamic lifestyle which brings us close to Allah, and it brings us that nearness to Allah, that proximity to Allah the Almighty. And of course, that proximity to the Almighty is what fills up that void, and it brings about joy and happiness. It takes us out of depression. It takes us out of anxiety. And the Islamic lifestyle in all its different aspects is necessary for us to implement and inculcate in our lives so that we can fill up that void.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is English@irib.ir.